need a lot of work, a lot of goodwill, a lot of support, a lot of international aid, finance and otherwise, for it to rise from the ashes.
Can you give us an idea of what West Mosul is like right now?
Yeah, I mean, West Mosul at the moment is basically, the only way to describe it, it's a ghost city. There are very few people that remain, and these are on the outskirts. You have just half the city that is empty and with massive destruction. There are no services whatsoever, and we're talking infrastructure services from electricity to phones. There is no life. It is like there's no life there at the moment. When I am asked for donors to come forth, it's because even when IOM requested for funding, the amount that was received is definitely much less than what's required in West Mosul itself. So there's no magic wand that will actually repair it in a week or a day or a month. You drive from East Mosul, where people keep lives are picked up, where the area is thriving again, restaurants, schools, basic services, I mean, electricity, water is all being used. And then you cross the bridge, and it's like you've entered another planet where everything is at a standstill. You just look around, and you see a lot of destruction around. You see houses that are empty. You see buildings that have just collapsed. You see cars burned into, like, basically shells. And you don't see an animal, you know, or a stray dog or a cat running around. At the moment, there is no life in West Mosul. And that's why it's so important that the international donors actually contribute to help it rise, because these people are very sort of educated and well-lived and they love life and they would want to go back.
Can you tell us what the humanitarian community's priorities are in order to raise West Mosul from the ashes?
Yeah, I think the priorities at the moment to clear the rubble, to clear the mines, to clear all the dangerous bits, and then to initially start installing or help the government, because obviously this is a job for the government, not just the humanitarian organizations, but to help restore services, basic things. You can only get people back if you have water running, if the roads, the schools, the hospitals, which at the moment don't exist. There's only one running hospital in West Mosul itself. And according to the UN estimates, just restoring these basic services, they're looking at probably the cost of $1 billion.